Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on walking through the Old Testament in preparation for Christ and the kingdom. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Now, most people don't realize that God promised David that if his sons were faithful, his kingdom would never end. But within just two generations, that kingdom divides, and then it's lost. The tragic story of the fall of the kingdom of Israel is told in two books of the Bible, 1 and 2 Kings. Recall from yesterday that in Deuteronomy 17, God gave three rules for the king of Israel. He must not multiply horses, that is, an aggressive military machine. He must not multiply wives who will turn his heart away from God to their false gods. And he must not multiply silver and gold. No idolatry to power, no idolatry to pleasure, and no idolatry of money. But Solomon broke all three in the biggest way possible. He created a vast offensive military. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines, and he taxed his own people and exacted so much financial tribute from them that he sowed the seeds of civil war. Finally, the Lord said to Solomon, "Since this is what you want, and you have not kept my covenant and my rules, which I commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and give it to your servant. Yet for the sake of David your father, I will not do it in your days, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. God sends the prophet Ahijah to a man named Jeroboam, telling him that he will tear the 10 tribes away from Solomon and give it to him. And after this, Solomon dies, and his son, Rehoboam, succeeds him. Then Jeroboam goes to Solomon's son and tries to talk sense into him, asking him to renounce the wicked ways of Solomon and be a good king. And if he does, then the kingdom will remain intact. But Solomon's son rejects this offering, saying, "My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions." And as a result, the 10 northern tribes declare their independence, and they form their own kingdom, the Northern Kingdom, and they call themselves Israel. And they make Jeroboam their king, while Solomon's son retains only 2 tribes in Judah around Jerusalem, forming the southern king of Judah. And from this point forward, there are 2 sets of kingdoms, Israel to the north, comprised of 10 tribes, and Judah and Jerusalem to the south, comprised of just 2 tribes. And a house divided cannot stand. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Now the king of the 10 northern tribes that formed the new nation of Israel feared that if his people continued going to Jerusalem to worship in the temple, their allegiance would return to the son of Solomon and to the southern kingdom. To prevent this, he established two new centers of worship in the north, in Bethel and Dan. And there he set up golden calves and said to the people, "Behold your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." And from this point forward, both Israel in the north and Judah in the south spiral toward self-destruction because of their grave immorality. And it's at this point that God begins to send prophet after prophet. I mean, what does a father do if he sees his children rushing to destruction? He does everything he can. And he sends prophet after prophet to call them back from the brink. To Israel in the north, God sends Elijah and then Elisha, Hosea and Amos. And to Judah in the south, God sends Isaiah and Jeremiah and Joel and Micah and Zephaniah and Habakkuk. But neither the kingdom in the north or the south, neither will listen, neither will convert. And as a result of their grave immorality, in 722 BC, the kingdom of Assyria conquers the 10 tribes in the north, and they're taken away captive and scattered and assimilated among the nations and lost forever. And then their land, the land of Israel, is repopulated with people from pagan nations, and they become the Samaritans. And tragically, sin always leads to exile and slavery. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. As the kings of Judah in Jerusalem go from bad to worse, we're told that Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray, so that they did more evil than the seven nations God had destroyed at the time of Joshua. And the only righteous king of Judah, Josiah, tries to reform his people, but he's cut down in battle against Pharaoh Necho of Egypt, and Judah continues to spiral out of control. And finally, God sends the prophet Jeremiah to tell them that it's too late, that their unrepentant sin has so weakened and divided the kingdom, and their injustice and idolatry have hollowed out the nation from within. And as a consequence of their own evil actions, Babylon will conquer Jerusalem, destroy the temple, and carry the people into exile. You know, so many people think that the God of the Old Testament is this God of anger and vengeance. But God doesn't need to punish his people. God gives us freedom. The freedom to do what is right and the freedom to do what is wrong. And when we abuse that freedom, sin brings its own terrible consequences. Before the army of the Babylonians come, Jeremiah removes the Ark of the Covenant containing the presence of God, and he hides it. And then the Babylonians destroy Jerusalem and the temple, and they take all the people captive to Babylon. And the kingdom of David is lost, the temple destroyed, and the visible sign of God's presence is lost. Abraham had come out of Babylon, and now his descendants were marching in the opposite direction in chains, probably along the same road that Abraham walked. And all that was previously gained was now washed away with each step. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Before they crossed into the promised land, Moses gave the people the most important lesson he could, the lesson of the two ways, saying to them, "See, today I set before you life and prosperity, death and disaster. If you obey the commandments of Yahweh your God, that I enjoin on you today, if you love Yahweh your God and follow his ways, if you keep his commandments, his laws and customs, then you will live and increase, and God will bless you in the land which you are entering to make your own. But if your heart strays, if you refuse to listen, if you let yourself be drawn to worship other gods and serve them, I tell you today, you will most certainly perish, and you will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I set before you life and death, blessing or curse. Choose life then, so that you and your descendants may live. And on this depends your long stay in the land, which Yahweh swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them." God offers the same two ways to us. And Lent is our time to choose which way we will follow, the way of life or the way of death. Have you kept your Lenten resolutions? Are you becoming a better person? Are you using your freedom well? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I'm really interested in what caught your attention with this meditation, but there's something that really struck me, and I kind of wish I would have put it in the meditation.
Go ahead. I'm very interested now.
This line from Moses from Deuteronomy, where actually it's not Moses, it's what God is saying to Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
They're getting ready to go into the promised land. He's promised them this land.
Yeah.
But right before they go in, God says through Moses, but if your heart strays, if you don't keep my commandments, then you will not live long on this land. It was not an absolute or unconditional promise. The promise of the promised land was conditioned upon their fidelity to God's law. And they weren't faithful twice. They weren't faithful, and so the Babylonians took the land and kicked them off. And the leaders of Israel weren't faithful during the time of Jesus, and the Romans took their land and kicked them off. So first, we should never fall into the false idea that the Jews have an unconditional right to the promised land. For if they behave with grave immorality, God won't stand for it.
It's incredibly conditional.
But the more important point is this. By our baptism, God promised us heaven. But that too is a conditional promise. Because if we sin gravely against God, then we will find ourselves, by our own doing, in exile from heaven.
Yeah. This is good, because this is exactly, I was thinking in the more worldly sense, what I was reflecting on was along this lines of self-entitlement,
Exactly.
And the effect that has on us. You see it so much in the world of generational wealth. The difference between the generation that earned their wealth and really wanted to create something secure and give it to their children versus the generations thereafter. And sometimes that story goes very, very well. But so often, if there's not that condition, things are even worse for the following generations because they don't have the virtues that initially gained that kind of wealth and security. And so they're bound to lose it. And the people I know who do have that kind of generational wealth but did the best with it were the ones where, above all else, they worked throughout high school, they worked throughout college, they still work now, they have such a work ethic that they know it's conditional. And that it's interesting that it's a thing of love and not out of, it's not like a parent saying, you have to earn your worth or I don't love you. It's them saying, if you don't earn this, then you'll lack the virtues to actually keep this and actually be secure. But I was thinking about how that, to some degree, fighting too much for security can be our downfall. And what you're connecting this back to is that really, that's true on a spiritual level.
This is what
it's never guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed.
It is entirely conditional, but not because your worth is conditional, but the outcome is.
Our fidelity is conditional.
Yeah.
God's love is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
It's ours is the problem.
Yeah.
This is why St. Paul said you have to work out your salvation in fear and trembling.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you got to work at it.
We can still see this within Christian branches as well, which is that if I had made a choice once, then I'm saved. But
yep.
There is still work to be done.
Once saved, always saved is entitlement mentality.
It's a Solomon mentality.
Solomon. And Lent is such an awesome time to redouble our efforts at this. Redouble your efforts in asking the Holy Spirit to give you the power in your hidden self to be faithful. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.